to Betty Lockery Hoag on June 23, 1964, interviewing Donald Horde in his home in San Diego. Mr. Horde did the beautiful sculptures in San Diego, the Aztec, which is in San Diego State College, and the huge fountain in front of the Civic Center in San Diego, and the creation of that Civic Center fountain was the subject of one of the documentary films done by the project, which is owned by, or the rights to use it, I believe, are used, owned by the University of Southern California. And Mr. Horde is so well known that it seems pointless to go into telling about his life, since we have limited time today, and he's going to tell us on the tape something about his work with the project. Shall I put you on?
I find here that I was technical advisor for the project as of September 18th, 1937.
Oh, you had already finished quite a bit of work.
Yes.
By that time. Was the Aztec the first thing that you did on it? The
yes, of the first projects, I did the figure in front of the Los Angeles Museum, and some various minor pieces. There was a cement one, a man with a wheel that sat in front of the old rotunda.
Oh, I don't.
Do you remember that? I have a photograph of it on Dawson's last book catalog.
Oh.
The only one I have, a little thing sitting way in the background.
Hmm.
But I did that in Los Angeles in 1934. And last time I saw it, the nose had been broken off, and it was, I think, in discard.
Oh. This was the one at the museum that had been
yes.
broken off.
Yes.
And you have not repaired it?
I think they've just discarded it.
Oh.
And I'm very happy about it.
I have to go over and check it.
I think all that's left practically are the feet. It was a large wheel. Did you ever happen to see that? The hands were over it. Do you remember the old part of the museum where it was brick with the old rotunda?
I don't think I've been in Los Angeles that long. I don't remember.
Well, it probably isn't there. So I don't know. But the Aztec was our second one.
On
the second project.
On the second project.
Yes.
And on the first project, were you living in Los Angeles?
No, I was down here and went up to do that work on that particular job.
Mm-hmm.
It was modeled and cast rather than carved.
So then in 1934, you were asked by, would you mind going into how this commission did come about?
Well, it came through the project I've forgotten who the directors were in charge at that time, but the suggestion was that they wanted a figure for the steps, just on the steps of the museum. So this was designed for that. Then when that project closed, we did a figure not on the project for the House of Hospitality in San Diego. And from that came the Aztec.
What was the House of
It's a figure of an Indian woman with an olla. You've been in the Casa del Rey Moro, right opposite the Fine Arts Gallery. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
That
I
was our first
one.
Oh yes.
It's in the garden there.
Yes, and we came in under the delusion that if we could carve that in 10 weeks, which we did, that we could carve the Aztec in 20. And diorite. It just doubled the time, but it took 14 months to do it.
The Aztec, I believe, is the only piece of sculpture in the whole United States of that size carved of a piece of stone that hard, isn't it?
No, because the Civic Center fountain is carved of the same stone, only it's a gray diorite rather than black.
Oh, very, very heavy.
Yes, it was a 30-ton piece of granite, or rather diorite. The black diorite comes from Escondido. And then later we did a small one in it, and then some work for the projects in Mexican onyx, as well as some small marbles.